USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Multiple law enforcement agencies are facing a $27 billion class action lawsuit from survivors of the Uvalde, Texas elementary school mass shooting. The suit filed in federal court in Austin names the city of Uvalde, the school district, the district's police department, the Uvalde Police Department, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and members and former members of those agencies. Plaintiffs include parents, along with teachers and school staffers. The House passed legislation that will force railroad unions to accept the terms offered to help them by the Biden administration. Those in favor of the legislation say that Congress had to act in order to prevent a strike. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell indicated Wednesday the central bank may decide to raise interest rates at a smaller rate at its next policy meeting. Markets expected the Fed will lift the Fed funds rate by a half percentage point at its meeting in mid-December. The markets reacted positively, powering the Dow Jones Industrial Average more than 700 points higher. President Biden's student loan debt transfer program, with plans to transfer hundreds of billions of dollars owed by tens of millions of college borrowers, was given another loss Wednesday as the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals denied his request to reinstate it. U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman called the student loan handouts unlawful. Biden has requested the Supreme Court intervene. After a brief illness, Christine McVie, who played with Fleetwood Mac and wrote some of their most famous songs, died Wednesday at a hospital surrounded by family. The British singer-songwriter was 79. Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Vice President Kamala Harris met with French President Emmanuel Macron during his three-day visit to the United States. The two met at the NASA headquarters in Washington, D.C. The French president's first order of business was to discuss international rules of space. A judge declared a mistrial in the 46-year-old Danny Masterson rape case Wednesday. After 5 weeks of testimony, the jury could not reach a decision on whether the actor was innocent or guilty. Danny was the curly-haired guy on That 70s Show. Prosecutors have until March of 2023 to announce a retrial if they so choose. The mostly partisan January 6th committee has put another notch on their belt. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast explains.
Attorney General Merrick Garland held a press conference Wednesday on yesterday's conviction of several defendants, including Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, who were found guilty of seditious conspiracy for their role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. This is the first seditious conspiracy charged by a jury in the country since 1995. Rhodes and fellow Oath Keepers associate Kelly Meggs both face up to 20 years in prison for this charge. Garland reiterating on Wednesday the government's case that ultimately led to these convictions.
During the trial, the government's evidence showed that almost immediately following the November 2020 election, defendant Stuart Rhodes, the founder and leader of the Oath Keepers, began planning to oppose by force the peaceful transfer of power.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell at the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.